Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the jump now, let's go.
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
I've been off to an outstanding start for the No Prize Pick'em Challenge this season. I think I've lost once.
Calm down.
I've been the champion every week except for like one. Just dominant performance. Dominant.
Yeah.
Like the 72 Dolphins.
Hold your horses, buddy.
Except I have a loss. So it is time for the No Prize Pick'em. It is Friday just after 11 o'clock.
Is it week 7 already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe this crap?
No.
The year is just flying by. It is week 7 of the NFL season, and it's the No Prize Pick'em. And we've got with us today on the Chris and Amy show, listener Kevin, who is participating today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Are you ready to go?
Sure. I think so.
Okay.
Well,
you know, I'd like to have
we'll
a little more confidence.
How it goes.
Also,
I did absolutely no homework for this, zero preparation.
Perfect.
So,
well, look,
we're good to go.
That's perfect. That's how I approach this every Friday. I'm surprised by who's playing each other.
Well, Kevin, you are going up against Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji, and our celebrity guest today. It is Kyle McClellan, former Cardinals pitcher, host of the Chattersbox podcast, and Kyle is with us on KMOX as well. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Guys, the rules are very simple. All you have to do is we're going to go through a handful of games here of the NFL slate on Sunday. We'll just ask you to give us who you think is going to win each game and tell us why. Even if the reason is stupid, you can tell us what that reason is. Then on the Sunday night game, that'll be our tiebreaker. You give us the winner of the game and you give us the amount of points you think will be scored total in the game, and that will be the tiebreaker. So also, Kevin, do you know what happens if you win and what you get?
I believe I do not win anything.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
You win absolutely nothing for participating. And Kyle is just doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
Yes.
So, yeah, he gets nothing either. All right, boys, here we go. Let's start things off with the Rams. It's an early morning game. This one is happening in London. Mm. The Rams take on the Jaguars. Kevin, who's going to win?
Jaguars.
Why?
Because I don't like the Rams.
Okay, good enough for
that's
me.
That's a great answer.
That's good enough for me. All right, Kyle McClellan.
Jaguars, because Stan Kroenke stinks.
Okay, there you go. That's exactly right.
The Rams, because Stan Kroenke stinks.
So you think they're going to win?
Well, listen, I don't make the rules.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Kyle and Kevin. Puka's out. Puka's not going to be
Puka
able
Nakua?
To play. Yeah, Puka Nacua's out.
I so forgot I'm picking, about that.
I'm picking the Jags on the road in London. against the Rams. I think that's who's going to win. All right, so three of us picking the Jaguars. Amy's going on a limb, and she is supporting Stan Kroenke and the Los Angeles Rams.
Supporting
and said,
is a
and
little...
she also said that she's kind of happy they left town.
Oh, no,
I heard
gosh.
Her say that. I thought that. I think that's an awful thing to say.
That's a horrible thing to say.
I can't believe you did it. All right.
Whatever.
How about the Raiders? They are in Kansas City to face the Chiefs, Kevin.
Chiefs on that one.
How come?
I think they're going to have a hometown victory there.
Yeah, all right, hometown victory. They could use one, actually. They're 3-3 on the season. Kyle?
Yeah, Kansas City. They're starting to get their guys back. They're starting to get ready for postseason run here. I'm going Kansas City at home.
Yes, I am also going Kansas City. Rashee Rice is back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be huge. Huge.
Look, I think there's only so much Ashton Jeanty can do. And the Chiefs are, they're back. The Chiefs are much better than we have seen early in the year. They're still three. As poorly as we talk about them playing, they're still 3-3.
I know.
So they're going to go to the playoffs,
That's
of course.
Right.
So the Kansas City Chiefs will win that game. This is a good one. It's the Eagles in Minnesota to take on the Vikings, Kevin.
I'm going with the Eagles because when I played JFL, I was on the Eagles. So we're going Eagles.
Okay, that's fair enough. Kyle?
I want to go Minnesota here at home because the Eagles haven't. Their offense hasn't really clicked. But I'm going to go Eagles.
You're going to go Eagles. All right.
I'm going to go Amy. Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm also picking the Philadelphia Eagles, even though I can't stand Philadelphia fans. They throw batteries and boo Santa Claus and have to put Vaseline all over the lampposts. But I love Saquon Barkley, and I just think he's coming to life. I think he's going to have a big game.
I think the Eagles have had a loss or two here that shouldn't have happened. And I still think, like the Chiefs, they are better than 4-2 somehow. I think the Eagles win this one. So the last two games, we've all picked the same team to win.
Wow.
Let's see if we have a different opinion when it comes to the Colts and Chargers in Los Angeles. Both of these teams off to pretty good starts. Colts are 5-1. L.A. is 4-2. Kevin?
I'm going Colts here just because I will go against any L.A. team.
Okay, that's fair enough. Kyle?
I'm going to take the Chargers. I think the Colts' magic is about to run out. I think the Chargers are a more solid team.
I am picking the Chargers at home because they are at home. That's
because,
the only
reason.
That's
enough.
The only reason.
Okay. I have no rooting interest in either one of these teams, and I haven't decided which one I don't like more. So I think I'm going to go with the road team here. I'm going to pick the Colts on the road. I'm a little surprised they've been this good. I think they keep it up. I think they're 6-1 after the weekend. Commanders, they are on the road in Dallas against the disappointing Cowboys. Washington just lost. I don't want to name any names, but they did lose to the Bears. So it's Washington, Dallas on Sunday. Kevin?
Washington. I just got a good feeling about it.
All right, fair enough. Kyle McClellan.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas in an ugly game. I'm going to say it's high scoring, and I'm going to say Dallas and Washington, they're going to be ready to play at home. Dallas's offense has scored a lot of points. They're getting their guys back, too. I'm going to take Dallas.
Yeah, and the over-under for the game is 54.5, so the odds maker, they're expecting a lot of points to be scored in that game.
I am picking the Commanders.
The Washington Commanders.
That's right.
You know what? I'm picking Washington, too. I think they're going to have a rebound win after they lost on a last-second field goal by our next team, the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
They are hosting the New Orleans Saints, and there's some intrigue in this one because Caleb Williams replaced the Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler in college when they were both at Oklahoma. Rattler was benched for Caleb.
I think they're thinking about that?
Oh, they're thinking about it big time. So there is a little intrigue with this one. Bears, Saints, Soldier Field. Kevin?
I'm going Bears because I cannot remember when the last Saints game that I watched was, so I'm going to go with the Bears.
Okay. All right. All right, Kyle, what's up?
Yeah, I'm going Bears. Their offense, they got a ton of weapons there. They're at home. I think Chicago's only going to get better and better. New head coach. I like the direction they're heading. I'm picking the Bears.
Hell yes.
All right. I'm picking the Bears pretty much for the same reason as Kevin is. I forgot about the Saints.
Like, you forgot they exist?
I forgot they exist. I haven't thought about them since,
Drew Brees.
Thank you.
Drew Brees.
Who I was going to say. I was like, who was their quarterback who kind of looked like an accountant? Drew Brees.
Looked like an accountant. Well, you know where I'm going. Come on. Let's go! Bears are 3-2. They're about to be 4-2, boys. We are all picking the Chicago Bears, and I got to tell you...
Has that ever happened?
I don't know that it's ever happened.
Wow!
I don't know that on the No Prize Pick'em we have ever all picked the Bears to win.
I don't think we ever have.
This is crazy.
The Bears have swept the panel.
Awesome. My God, I love it. I love it. Everything's looking up for my beloved.
So you know what's going to happen.
They're going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they're going to lose. All right. In Arizona, the Cardinals host the Green Bay Stupid Packers, Kevin.
I don't know how anybody could not root for the Cardinals, so Cardinals it is.
Arizona Cardinals. All right, Kyle McClellan, because you used to be a Cardinal and still work for the Cardinals, are you going to pick the Cardinals?
I'm going to take the Packers. When I grew up, Brett Favre was my guy, man. He was my favorite athlete and just always liked the Packers. Like what they got going there, I'm going Packers.
So, like Kyle McClellan,
yeah,
I'm picking the Packers because, Kyle, when I was 12 years old, I got myself a real, authentic, verified cheesehead, and I wore that sucker all around town. I wore it to the mall.
And Amy she likes quarterbacks who like to send women photos of his wee-wee.
What? So oh, my gosh. That's such a
unsolicited
rude
thing. That's true.
To say.
Brett Favre sent.
That's gross.
He sent unsolicited wee-wee pics.
Let me just say, PSA, don't do that. Nobody should ever do that.
Send unsolicited wee-wee pics?
Don't,
no, of course not.
Even solicited. Just don't do
it. Well, what if she...
Stay away... Ronge, move on.
Okay. Maybe she wants to.
Move on.
Arizona Cardinals win, please, because I need them to. Because I hate the Packers. I hate them so much. All right, so we're going with Arizona. That would really help me out. All right, time for the Sunday night game, fellas. So here's how this works. Again, just a reminder, tell us who you think is going to win and then the total amount of points scored. The Atlanta Falcons, they will take on the 49ers in San Francisco. The over-under for the game is 47.5 points. Kevin?
49ers, and we're going to go 52.
Woo.
52 points. Kyle McClellan?
I'm going to go. It's in San Fran?
It is in San Francisco, yes. Santa Clara.
I'm going to go Falcons.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I should, but I don't know. I'm just saying that. And then I'm going to go 43 points.
43 points, a low-scoring game. Amy?
I don't even know how that adds up to 43, but I'm just going to hold it.
It's going to happen.
I always pick a number. I'm like, I don't even know if that's possible.
Of course it's possible.
It always
it can
feels,
happen.
I guess it can.
Of course.
I, too, am picking the Falcons, and I think it's going to be a real boring 34 points.
34 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what you picked.
Real snooze fest.
All right, I'm going with the 49ers at home, and I think there will be 48 points scored in the game. So there it is. That is our No Prize Pick'em slate for week 7. Kevin, how you feeling about your picks?
Oh, I feel great. I think
that's great.
We got 100% here. I'll be talking to you guys next week, I assume.
Oh, yes, you will. Awesome. If you win, that's the only thing you get is you get to come back. So, congratulations,
yes. Maybe.
We'll let you know.
I'll take the congrats. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin, for participating. Kyle McClellan, meanwhile, with us here on KMOX, former Cardinals pitcher, and again, the Chatters Box podcast. The most recent one, a couple of weeks ago, they spoke to Chaim Bloom. So, Kyle, you can listen to that conversation. And, Kyle, while we have you here, we wanted to talk about a Night of Champions, which is coming up November 1st. And this gala, which is happening at the Four Seasons Hotel St. Louis, very big deal. And it's the seventh annual gala happening to support Brace for Impact.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're 2 weeks out, and I mean, so much time is going in right now, all the fine details and getting it all done. But this is our 10-year anniversary as an organization. I actually just returned a couple of days ago from Haiti. Took a trip down there. We're installing a big solar project at our hospital. Was down there to check on that. But we support a community development in Haiti and then also in North City, St. Louis. And we have amazing partners we get to work with, and we get to come together and celebrate and raise funds for our programs on November 1st. So we still have tickets available if people are interested. They can go to our website at braceforimpact46.com. Help celebrate the night with us. Also learn more about what we do as an organization. We're going to have some great videos and hear from some great people that are impacted by the work that we get a chance to do. My wife and I get a chance to be a part of. And so we're looking forward to it. We're expecting over 400 people.
Wow. Nice.
And it's going to be a big night where we're going to impact a lot of people.
Yeah. And again, like you said, you've done great work in Haiti, also in North St. Louis, and especially needed this year because of the tornado that devastated that part of our town.
Yeah. And so we've kind of specialized in safe, stable housing, and the tornado, while it didn't affect our actual properties, it was affected very, very nearby. And so there was a lot of need there. And so we were able to help with some food pantry stuff and just some supplies for families. But housing right now is so important for people as they've been displaced. Their houses were damaged. There's a whole lot of reasons we can go into the need for people to find housing. But for us to be able to continue to provide safe, stable housing for families to get into in that community is so important. And like you said, more so now than ever, because there's a lot more people that have been displaced. And so we've seen more need in there, and we're hoping that we're able to meet that and help more people because of it.
A Night of Champions Gala, November 1st. It is a Saturday. Tickets available at braceforimpact46.com. Kyle McClellan, we appreciate you being with us today, and looking forward to that event just a couple of weeks from now.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Former Cardinals pitcher Kyle McClellan, and you should listen into the Chatter's Box podcast. They have episodes throughout the regular season, and he's very good. So we enjoy having Kyle on, and we thank you for listening to the Chris and Amy show and the No Prize Pick'em, and I think I'm going to win again. Got a pretty good feeling about it.
Maybe.
No, there's no maybe. It's done. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX at 11:30. We'll talk Chiefs football with Danan Hughes. That's 10 minutes from now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
All right, Amy, we're at it again with these counts. You know, the allergy index counts.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Chris Higgins posting it. All right.
Mold.
Yeah, ragweed is at 4.
Okay.
Grass is at 2.
Mm.
Nettle is at 2.
Oh.
What is nettle?
I think it's a flower.
And lamb's quarter is at 2.
What? What's lamb's quarter?
I don't know.
I've never heard anyone go, oh, man, is the lamb's quarter bad today?
Man, I am so allergic to lamb's quarter.
It's a weed.
It's a weed?
It's the weed.
It's also a delicious roast on Easter or something, right? Don't people make lamb on like Easter morning?
Oh, lamb shanks you're thinking of.
Lamb shanks, so.
And it's, mold is at 53,967.
Mold is coming in a little hot.
I know. It was at 47,000 the other day.
Are these the same?
Calm down, mold.
Are lamb's quarter and mold using the same units of measurement?
They must. How much mold is out there today? 53,000?
I have to share with you that lamb's quarters is also called goose foot or pigweed.
Ew.
None of them make sense.
I'd rather go with pigweed.
No, I don't like pigweed.
We got a buddy we call him pigweed.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well, I believe it.
You all right?
You got some lamb's quarters.
I got one of those two lamb's quarters.
You got some nettle in your throat?
One of the two lamb's quarters. I have two Chicago developments for you, Ron.
Tell me more.
The Chicago rat hole. Remember the
I remember the Chicago rat hole. It was a.
Didn't the mayor stand next to it and commemorate it?
So the rat hole for people who don't. There was a sidewalk and the concrete was not was still wet and a rat got trapped and died in it. Yeah. So there was a
rat outline.
Outline of a rat. And people were bringing flowers.
They did, and then they were going to pave over it, and then they unpaved over it.
Yes,
they like chiseled it out.
Yeah.
Horrible news.
What?
The rat hole was apparently made by a squirrel or a muskrat.
How do they know that?
Researchers. Are there muskrats in Chicago?
Well, there are muskrats everywhere.
Urban muskrats, running around the high-rises?
Of course.
Well, anyway, they are pretty sure researchers concluded that the Chicago rat hole is a squirrel.
Oh, no.
But the tails are totally different. How can you mistake that?
I don't know.
But he's all splayed out. You know how pets sploof?
They love to sploof and splay.
He totally sploofed. He sploofed and he died doing what he loved sploofing.
The poor muskrat.
Also, Governor J.B., your
Pritzker.
Governor.
Yep.
He made $1.4 million gambling on blackjack in Las Vegas last year.
Yeah.
The good news is the billionaire governor donated the winnings to charity.
Yeah.
But he said he got lucky. He was on vacation with his wife and some friends, and he got incredibly lucky. He said he loves to play cards, and he won $1.4 million.
Good for him.
What do you have to bet to win $1.4 million?
I don't have any idea.
Maybe you bet $10 million.
So you have to, I forgot what the lowest amount is, and somebody listening can tell us, 314-436-7900, text in, or YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, if you're watching, comment. There is a threshold that if you cross it in winnings, you have to report it on your taxes.
Yeah, he had to report it.
It's not like $100. I forgot what it is. Might be 600. I'm not exactly sure.
But anyway, if any of you are sad or feeling down today, maybe the world has you by the tail? Is that what they say? I don't know. At any rate,
by the throat.
By the throat. That
or by
worse.
by the nettles.
Oh, by the lamb's quarter.
By the lamb's quarter.
Please Google the Chicago rat hole. You can't. You can't help but smile.
It will improve your mood.
It will improve
tenfold.
Your mood. I mean, it's sad, I guess.
It is. Well, it's a rat.
It's actually not.
It's a muskrat
or a squirrel.
Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji. When we come back, the Kansas City Chiefs. We're the home of the Chiefs. Did you know that? So the game will be here on Sunday. The Chiefs will be going against the Raiders at noon at noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
I love a good noon o'clock start.
Danan Hughes will be on that call. He's the radio analyst, former wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he is next on 104.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Sunday at noon o'clock. The Kansas City Chiefs, they will be at it against the Vegas Raiders, and they will be at Arrowhead, and they're probably going to win. At least I think so. I did pick them to win in our No Prize Pick'em Challenge this week.
Because they're elite.
And I did not do it just because Danan Hughes is our next guest. I did it because I'm trying to win again. I've won pretty much every week. Danan Hughes is the radio analyst for the Chiefs. You'll hear him on the call here on KMOX on Sunday. Former receiver with us now. Good morning, Danan.
Well, good morning. I didn't think we were going to talk much about the Raiders because I thought we were going to talk about like butterfly ballots and mold count and some other like. Why do we have to talk about the hated Raiders? Like
we don't. Well, we don't.
We can
because
talk.
Because we hate the Raiders.
Do you want to talk about the 2000 election and the hanging chads? We could do that.
So about the Raiders.
Well.
Yeah, what about them?
There's not much. Yeah. Not much about them. You know, any given Sunday is real in the NFL. I'm the first one to say it. I'd love to believe that just like college football and high school football, teams that are supposed to win usually do. But the fact remains is that we have a history. There's been a couple of times, two times specifically since Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback of the Chiefs where the Raiders have beaten us, and both times were surprises. And one of them was on Christmas Day. So I am going to be the first one to say let's not overlook the Raiders, but they are not a good football team. Geno Smith, I don't know what's changed with him. He's kind of reverted back to what he was when he was with the Jets, and he's thrown the football away. He's thrown 10 interceptions on the season. The person that we have to pay attention to, two people I should say, is Ashton Jeanty, the rookie running back, and Max Crosby, who we're accustomed to seeing and having to account for. But other than that, there's really not much meat on the bone with this game. And based on how we played previously and the fact that we're getting Rashee Rice back,
I like our chances.
Yeah, you mentioned Genty, and he's interesting because there's been this philosophy in the NFL for a while that you don't want to use your draft picks, your higher up draft picks on running backs because you can, you know, you should be able to find a decent running game. But he was picked number 6 overall. What are your thoughts on him overall and whether or not that was a good pick for them?
Well, I think it's shaping up to be a good pick. If you are any team that may have some deficiencies on other areas of your team, specifically on offense, or you feel like your defense may not be able to hold up for 60 minutes against really strong defenses, really strong offenses, then having a potent run game is usually the remedy. And as we know, most teams that have fared well against the Chiefs, when Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback, has usually been teams that have taken up a lot of the time off the clock and kept Patrick on the sideline. Well, how do you do that? One way, outside of scoring a lot of points, is a run game that takes up a lot of time off the clock. You have a level of physicality that you are instituting against another team. It's the most demoralizing aspect of the game of football is when you cannot stop another team's run game. Mm. Like, you're getting literally pushed around, and then now you speed up things for when they do get the ball. What are you going to do with the ball, and how quickly should you score, and how tired is your defense? So all of that comes into play when you have a running back like Genty. So I'm assuming that Pete Carroll would like to use him in that fashion to keep Patrick and Travis and Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy on the sideline. So, yeah, I'm not of the school of thought of it's a wasted pick, because I see guys like Bijan Robinson, and you've seen, obviously Ashton Genty, who's still young in his career, but there are top running backs that have really done well for their teams and have been forces offensively. So, like, I think you just pick the best players that can impact your organization.
It feels like the Chiefs are, they're an elite team, obviously, yeah. And it's taken them, it feels like, a little bit of a slower start, right? Taking them a while to get their feet underneath them this season, at least by Chiefs standards, because they've set the bar so high. But getting Rashee Rice back, being a little bit deeper in the season, does this team look like it is settling back down into that elite team that they've been for so many years now?
Absolutely. I think there's definitely something that we should be happy about, we should be excited about as Chiefs fans. The fact that without Rashee Rice, and for a bulk of this time, we didn't have Xavier Worthy, and you guys have heard me say it, take any top two receivers off of any team in the NFL and tell me if they would be 3-3 in the first six games. Now, would I have liked to be 4-2? Would have been kind of more digestible to be 4-2 at this point. That would have been great, but 3-3 is not putting us outside of any of the potential of still getting to San Francisco and representing the AFC in another Super Bowl. Like, just the fact that we're 3-3, Patrick Mahomes is an MVP candidate or a lead guy, and then as a team we are favorites to go to the Super Bowl tells you about how potent we are, but we haven't arrived yet. And to be quite honest, I don't want to be the best team in September. Like, I don't want to be the best team in October. I want to be the best team that's playing the best football in December and carrying that momentum into the playoffs. And that's kind of what we've done all of these years, and that's why we've bode well.
This is just such a great illustration of the sport of football and how important the quarterback is, and that if you don't have a good one, you have no chance. And there just aren't a whole lot of sports that are like that, where one position is almost everything. That if you've got a good quarterback, you are automatically a contender. And he is so special. It pains me to say it as a Bears fan. He is so special that no matter what, no matter how poorly they've started, there is an opportunity for the Chiefs as long as he is healthy.
Well, absolutely. I also give credit to Andy Reid, because we've seen when Patrick has gone down, with injury. Now, we don't hope that that happens, and you know, but the game of football is crazy, and yet we still won games without him. So I'm not saying that the next guy up is going to be as good, and Gardner Minshew is going to be a guy that could lead us to the promised land. Patrick Mahomes is special. He's special for a reason, and we are very, very thankful for having him and having his play be as consistent as it has been. And when you talk about getting better, like, to think that with all the success that he's had, he's still getting better. He's still making good decisions. He's running the ball efficiently. He still leads the team in rushing, which some people look at that as a negative. I personally don't. Those are incomplete passes that would have stopped drives that he's opting to use his legs. And when you are behind in games or you're playing tight games, we're not going to run the ball much. So, like, to think, well, Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt and Breshad Smith need to be better, I don't think the people that make those comments are watching the game, because Patrick is not – they're not, like, opting not to run. They are behind in games that we lost and needed to throw the ball. And you guys have heard me say, every time Patrick hands the ball off, the best player in the league does not have the ball. Hmm. That's as simple as you can make it. So how, if you are Andy Reid or if you're Matt Nagy, how many times a game do you want the best player not to have the ball? That's got to keep them awake every Saturday night. Like, it's got to be like a headache for them to think, gosh, we need to run the ball, but dang, 15 when he has it, like, he's going to make some magic happen. So that's the dilemma that you have when you're trying to have a combination of a good running game and a good and consistent passing game. Having said all that, he is the best player in the league. The fact that this team is 3-3 and he's still a favorite as an MVP tells you a lot about what we have, how special it is. But we got to beat the teams we're supposed to beat, and we've got to win at home. That's the recipe since Marty Schottenheimer drilled that into our heads back in the 90s. This is a game we're playing at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, and it's against the team that we're supposed to beat. We got to get it done. And it's against the hated Raiders.
I know you hate the Raiders.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes said he could feel it this week. It felt different at Arrowhead.
Yes, I think so. And he's got a little thing going with Max Crosby, too. They kind of poke the bear at each other. And, you know, Max is you know, tried to be calculated with touching and hitting and pushing Patrick after the whistle or at the whistle. So There's going to be a little game within the game, I'm sure, with Max Crosby. And I have to give him credit.
He's a beast, man.
He is an absolute beast.
Dude.
He doesn't come off the field. He plays every down. He has a motor that doesn't stop. He leads the team in tackles. He leads the team in tackles for loss. He leads the team in sacks. And he's tied for the lead in interceptions. And he's a defensive lineman. Like, that just tells you about how special he is. And we're going to have to account for him. When I played in the 90s, when we played the San Diego Chargers, every time offensively we broke the huddle, we looked around to see where number 55 was, Junior Seau. That's kind of how the respect that you have to have for Max Crosby. Every time you break the huddle, where is number 98, and do we have anything that will account for him for every individual play?
Danan, just as a player, when a guy is, I guess, you know, a rookie or relatively unknown, how quickly on offense, how long does it take for you to notice that there's a guy on the other side of the ball that maybe you didn't know quite very well? How long does it take you to notice that dude is a problem? You know, when somebody's really good like Crosby or Seau or somebody like that.
It's relatively quick. Like, you, when you first face that guy, you look at him and you're like, okay. Like, I remember when Charles Woodson came into the league. Mm-hmm. And, like, as a wide receiver, first of all, you'd never give a whole lot of respect to defensive backs because you hate them, right?
They don't have any hands.
They're basically wide receivers that can't catch.
That's right.
And so as a defensive back, like, I remember Al Saunders being our wide receiver coach, and he started talking about this Charles Woodson guy, and I was like, yeah, I remember watching him at Michigan, and, you know, I'm a Big Ten guy, so I paid attention to him. And, yeah, he won the Heisman, but this is the NFL. And he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet. And then you get on the field and you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe he does know a little bit more. Maybe he is that special. And the coaches recognize it. And then the more and more you watch film and you're just objective, take away the hate for a defensive back, take away the bias of wide receivers versus DBs. You just watch the film, you watch techniques, and you see aggressive play, and you see how they impact the game defensively. And then that's when you can give them flowers. I thought Deion Sanders, I saw an interview recently where he mentioned about the difference in defensive backs, specifically corners. And he said the type of player he was versus other corners, there are corners that play the game not to get beat. And then there are players like him and Charles Woodson that play the game to make plays. And that's the difference. Like, Junior Seau was on the field, and based on film study, most of the time he was in places where he wasn't supposed to be. But that was that's what made him special, because he was where he wanted to be, where he could impact the game and make plays. And if you watch films, you're like, dang, 55, you're not supposed to line up there. You're not supposed to be making that tackle across the field. We're not supposed to be having to account for you. But that's how special guys are, and that's how Max Crosby is.
Dane and Hughes, enjoy the game on Sunday. Again, it is the Chiefs and Raiders, 12 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you next week.
I'm not going to enjoy the game because it's Raider Week.
He'll be too busy.
He's
going to be too busy.
I'm going to be avoiding hitting people in the mouth in the booth.
Okay. that's not where you're supposed
to
do
it. You're supposed to hit him in the mouth.
Yeah, but not up there. You'll go to jail.
Oh.
Be careful.
You guys, but I heard that you guys will bail me out, so I appreciate the
teamwork.
Hell yeah,
man.
We got you.
We'll bail you out.
We got you.
We got you, pal.
Thank you.
All right, Dane
and Hughes.
Thank you.
He's the best. Former receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, radio analyst. You can hear him with Mitch Holthus on Sunday. The game is at noon. Right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. And we want to pass this along, because Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing has been a great partner to the Chris and Amy show this year. And we've been doing 100 acts of kindness, yeah. And we've gotten to do all kinds of activities. And we wanted to just pass along our condolences to the Jerry Kelly family, because they lost Janet Kelly, who was one of the founders of the company. And this just happened recently. She had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's years ago, like over 20 years ago, and had been living with that and dealing with it. And they lost her this week. So we just wanted to pass along our condolences to them, because it's very, very sad. Anybody who's gone through that with a loved one, you know how just devastating it is and difficult. And it's just, it's really, really sad. And so we just wanted to pass that along to them.
And Jerry Kelly has been supporters of the Alzheimer's Foundation, the Alzheimer's Walkout in St. Charles, that we were there with them. Yep. So thank you for all that Jerry Kelly does, because it's close to them. It's close to their heart. So our condolences to them, our thoughts and prayers.
And they've done so many kind things, too. And just, you know, we are going to continue to highlight 100 kind acts throughout the rest of the year. And we hope that you do that with us. So whether it's a kind deed, just something very similar, hold a door for somebody, or, you know, and say something nice, give a compliment to somebody, whatever it is. There's enough meanness right now, and it would be nice to do some nice things, right? And very, very simple, and doesn't cost you anything. So that's what she would have wanted too. So we appreciate Jerry Kelly. We appreciate you. Thank you for being with us. We got a little bit more to go here on the Chris and Amy show today. Then it is the Gas House Gang at noon on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy show, Out of Context.
The dictionary gave up its soul to idiocy.
My mouth is filthy. I need soap and I need to put it in my mouth.
Why do you feel that way?
You know, just drugs. Why are you overreacting? You need to calm down.
I've had to say that to a few guys in my life.
Relax.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, that wasn't so bad this week, I don't think.
Man, it's not great. It is not a great reflection.
Well, I don't think it was. I think that was much better than usual.
Yeah. It's a lot worse, usually.
Our week out of context. Let's see if we can guess what we were talking about.
All right, Amy, I'm going to play the first clip out of context for you. Okay. I need you to provide some context for it.
The dictionary gave up its soul to idiocy. That is the dictionary now accepting incorrect iterations of words because so many people use it incorrectly. They assume it's been absorbed into our vernacular, particularly the word irregardless, which is not a word. But, okay. Oh, it's in the dictionary. No, that's because it gave up its soul.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right, Ron, you're next.
Why do you feel that way?
You know, just drugs. We started the show this week, and we were going to have a really fun.
You were
morning.
Happy.
And
nice.
I was nice, and you said, "What's the deal?" And I'm like, "I'm on drugs," but I wasn't. Yeah. I don't do drugs.
You came in hot that day.
I did come in really hot.
A little too hot.
You're welcome. What else?
All right, this is for the both of you guys. What were you talking about here?
Why are you overreacting? You need to calm down.
I've had to say that to a few guys in my life.
Relax.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's just how most segments go, actually.
I know. Actually, that just sounds like a regular segment. I know. It was the bench clearing brawl in the Brentwood Men's League hockey game and my women's team.
Oh, that's right.
And the
that's
men's
right.
league.
Instead of
team.
Punching.
Yeah, they just said calm down. Yeah, Ron's with his little misogyny jokes. He always reverts back.
That's funny, though. Good the job. Idea that instead of the men punching you on the ice, they go, hey, you need to relax.
Jeez.
You need to calm down. Robert writes in on YouTube. Says, is it too late to add wee wee pics? Yes. Yes, it is way too late.
You know, without context, Robert's comment looks real bad. You talk about out of context.
Well, I will remember, if you put it on out of context next week, I will remember that it's about Brett Favre sending unsolicited wee wee pics to a lady.
Our boss is going to be like, why is Robert asking if it's too late to send wee wee pictures? Oh,
yeah. Too late to add the wee. No, Robert, no wee wee pics. All right, that's it. That's the show. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, barring a firing. We'll be back on Monday.
I mean, 9:00. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yes,
as long
that's
as Steve
exactly
didn't
right.
listen today, we're good.
There's a guy I used to work with. He would say, "Good Lord willing, and a creek don't rise." He also used to, when he give him a read, he would say, "Go to the hotspot and tell him your name sent you." He just would read the copy. Tell him your name sent you. Okay, have a Dan Jiggets. He was the best. All right, have a great, great weekend. See you Monday, 9:00. Chris and Amy, anything you missed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Talking sports with Matt Pauly next on the Gas House Gang, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.